Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all. And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Nothing better than seeing on social media these guilty white women pretending they're not racist. Maybe they're not. They love to put that out there, how, you know, get in front of it that they're not. You know, meanwhile, you know, if they got kids in their school system, you know, in the town they live in, all of a sudden, if they started bussing minorities into their school system, and, you know, all these new kids were in a class, they would go to a private school in a second. If six black people moved in all of a sudden on their block, you know, it was eight houses on the block, six black people all of a sudden moved in the last 2 years, and two white people remained in the other houses, they would move. They put a for sale sign on their lawn. So these are the same people. The same woman that walks out of a Home Depot in the parking lot, walk into a car and sees a black guy, you know, 50 feet behind her, and she looks and she thinks, oh my God, I'm going to get mugged. And as soon as she gets in her car, locks the doors, that's the same person that puts garbage like this out on social media. Once again, a lie. Her kid, you know, a smart kid, of course, not necessarily a joke, but she wants to let everybody know how smart her kid is and how great she is and what a wonderful person she is, and she doesn't have a prejudiced bone in her body. She writes, tonight in Jimmy's world, just that this kid has the same name as me is fucking annoying. She writes, one thing little Jimmy taught me, a big lesson, was to pause and listen when he asks a question. Yeah, okay. So now you just realized that when someone asks you a question, you should pause and listen. Your husband that you berate when he wants to talk to you and you barely don't even listen to what he's saying, and then you forget, oh, you told me that the other day. I wasn't even paying attention because you were looking at your phone. You wanted to see if your, you know, plate of fucking chicken and broccoli got 17 likes. You know, if it beat the post you had, you know, the day before. If you wanted to look again as he's trying to explain to you, hey, listen, Saturday morning, I'll take the kids. Why don't you do this? And you're looking at your phone going, oh, my God, I got another like. Who is this? I don't even know this person, but they like my food. And you're not even paying attention. But now you decided you're going to pause and listen when he asks a question. That's good. He has a very inquisitive brain. It is always on full speed. No, he's not. No, little boy. This is when he was 6 years old. You find out later in this post, a six-year-old boy really isn't. He might go, why? Why? Well, you know, why do you have to get a new car every 3 years? Well, because the lease is up. Why? Because if you don't want to buy a new car, you get a lease and then you can get a new one every 3 years. Why? His brain is not on full speed. Yours is, but not his. You want him to be just like you, but he's a mellow kid that just kind of fucking hangs out. You can give him his iPad, he could just be in the corner fucking minding his own, but you won't even know he's there for a fucking hour straight. She continues, last year, he asked me what the N-word was. I lost my mind because I couldn't imagine where he heard that horrible word. Turned out, he was watching a video on countries, and he was inquiring about Niger. Needless to say, my reaction started a barrage of questions and a conversation I wasn't prepared to have with a six-year-old. Okay, when were you prepared to have that conversation? Like he might have heard it in a rap song or something like that, some YouTube video, them saying that word, and the kid goes, oh, no, you can't say that, or some kid came in school and said, hey, man, don't use that word, that's a bad word. You weren't prepared. So, like, when he was eight, would you have to be prepared? What do you have to do to prepare to have that conversation with him? All you have to say is, hey, don't say that word. Okay, you're going to get in trouble. You know what I mean? Don't ever, no matter what, do not say it around your friends. Don't think, you know, don't try to be funny. Don't say it around the house. Don't just know you can never say that word ever. And you'll be fine. Because that could cost you. You could open a Twitter account and put that word on there thinking you're funny. With your friends that follow you, you might not get a job later in life. So just don't use that word. You could say that at six. You could say that at eight. What do you have to, when can you prepare to say that exactly what I just said? Because that's what you should pretty much tell every kid. She goes, lesson learned. Pause, listen, and dig a bit deeper. Tonight, he asked me what a hoe is. I'm very happy to report I paused and asked questions. Are you really happy to report that? That's good. That is, you're fucking wonderful. Look how much you grew since the last time he said the N-word. Was the six-year-old really watching videos of different countries? Was he? And why did he pick that one? Why did he pick, you know, that word? How come he didn't say, Mom, what is Venezuela? It's weird that you didn't put that one in there. He just asked about that country. Huh. Interesting. She writes, tonight he asked me what a hoe is. I'm very happy to report I paused and asked questions. He learned it was a gardening tool and I didn't have to have a conversation about hoes that I wasn't prepared to discuss with a seven-year-old. And then, of course, a friend's classic. So funny. Ugh. It's just weird that that kid, that six-year-old, watching a video of different countries, only asked about that one that's close to the N-word. He didn't ask what Costa Rica was. Isn't that weird? I'm surprised that he only asked about that one. It sounds like this story might be made up. You're a guilty white woman. Letting all your followers know that you're not racist. Good for fucking you. Most white people aren't racist, but don't have to make a fake post about it, okay? And then, yeah, that's what your son's going to ask, what a hoe is. You know, not a, you know, hedge clippers, not a weed whacker, not a lawnmower, none of that, not an edger. He's just going to want to know what a hoe is. Not a shovel. Nope. Wants to know what a hoe is, that seven-year-old. What possesses a woman to do? I don't understand. Like in her circle of friends that she talks to every day, I'm sure she has like two or three girlfriends. You know, maybe some, you know, brothers or sisters that she talks to, like three or four people a day on the phone or whatever, a text constantly. Like, why do you need to make this story up? Like, you don't have enough things going on. You don't have enough of a connection to other humans. You know, just talking about your day, what's going on, you know, what you guys are going to do this summer, all that shit. You don't have it. You have to go to social media and make up this thing about how your kid has a great mind and he's always asking questions and he's fucking amazing. And, you know, I finally learned to sit and listen because, you know, you didn't know that before. You didn't know, I don't know, you're probably in your mid-30s, you got a 6-7-year-old. You didn't understand that before. Maybe you should sit and listen to somebody. Do you do that to your boss? Do you just blow him off too? You just decided as your 6-year-old, now I'm going to start to just sit and listen and learn. I am going to learn. It's just aggravating. Where did he hear this horrible word? Yeah, okay. Hey, don't say that word. But just that country. Just that country and just that fucking gardening tool, a hoe. He didn't ask about anything else. Just those two words. It's just a little weird, don't you think? Here's another lie. Another guilty white woman. She's not even guilty. It's just embarrassing. Like, I don't know why these women don't just write fucking fiction books. Like, that's what they should do. Just go, hey, I'm going to self-publish a book, sell it to your friends, get it on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon, you know, and just, you know, your small circle of people that you know, tell them how you wrote a book. Because you got a fucking really good mind to come up with this fucking fake shit. Start writing. You really should. This woman writes on Facebook, I had a very positive experience at the bakery this morning. I was in the baking section, and one of the ladies from the bakery was there grabbing mixes to make. And she said to me, you look familiar. Were you involved in those meetings at the schools back when we were allowed in them? I replied that I'd been to many meetings at different schools for different reasons. She said, I thought so. You were the one who gave us great advice on fundraisers, on how to approach the administration when we're having problems. I'll never forget you. You helped us so much. We raised over $1,000 from your suggestions, and we went and spoke with our principal with confidence, and everything changed after that for the better of our kids. And we have a great relationship with administration now. I've talked about you so much since then and gave your advice to others as well. Thank you for being involved. And she goes, hey, my friend Amanda, maybe we should be pushing more for involvement because you never know who we can be helping with our speeches. I'm not sure where this woman saw me or whatever, but remember the problems she was having with her administration. I helped her out, and I'm glad she was able to get the help and everything worked out with my help. Okay. Would this woman really react to this woman at one of these, like, fucking PTA meetings? Go, hey, if you want to work with the administration, you got to go right to the principal and just be nice. Don't go in there with an attitude. Just go in there and say, look, I know how much you guys, you know, are under stress and you're doing an amazing job. And I love this school system and my kid loves the school and everything. I just want to ask you a question. Is that the advice you gave? And they go, oh, okay. Okay, first of all, this is just recently this thing was posted. So you're telling me, she said before, you know, the lockdown, when you were allowed to go in person to these PTA meetings, basically, that, so it was over a year ago. She goes, hey, you look familiar. Were you involved in those meetings at schools back then? How did this woman recognize this woman in the bakery over a year later? Didn't you have a mask on? You were in a fucking store. So how did she recognize this woman over a year later with a mask on? When you were in school meetings over a year ago, you didn't have your mask on. When you were there, right, before the coronavirus, you didn't have your mask on. So you're saying that you recognized this woman's eyes is what you did. Because the mask is covering most of her face. So you look, oh, hey, I know those eyes. Is that the same eyes from that woman over a year ago at that fucking PTA meeting that gave us good advice? And this woman goes, I remember you. You helped us so much. It was all because of you. The only thing this woman is missing in this made-up story that this woman in the bakery said, she should have just said, you know, I just want to let you know this might be inappropriate, but I also masturbate to you every night thinking about the great advice you gave me. It turns me on so much. It's so weird. I'm not even into women, but I can't help touching myself because of the advice you gave me, and it really helped us. A year later, you were in the bakery, and you looked at this woman's eyes because she had a mask on. Obviously, she was inside at a bakery. You had your mask on, and you recognized those eyes from 13, 14 months ago. Were you that woman? I've been talking about you. I say it every week. I don't understand why this woman would make up this story. I know you want to be the fucking wonderful in your community. You want to let everyone know you're amazing. I guess that's what it is, right? Maybe your PTA, some of the women you think are talking behind your back, you know, and they're not listening to what your suggestions, and you're getting frustrated. So, like, hey, let me put this thing out here. That this phantom woman in the bakery came up to me and said, oh, my God, I've been thinking about you. You're that person that helped, that turned everything around. It really is fucking sad. April sent this one in. It's a joke, you know, because we want to lighten up Facebook. It's a little too serious. So it's a picture of the band Whitesnake, the hard rock band. And someone wrote, no one wants to listen to Whitesnake with me, so here I go again on my own. A 43-year-old woman posted this. Nobody wants to listen to Whitesnake with me, so here I go again on my own. Because we know the Here I Go Again song. A 43-year-old woman posted that. So did you go around to your friends and go, hey, you want to go listen to Whitesnake with me? Whitesnake, was that the band with the girl in the hood and she was rolling around? Yeah, Here I Go Again. I think they had that. What's that other song they had? Yeah, you want to come and listen to White? No, not really. No, I'm good. We're going to have a listening party for the band? What the fuck are we doing? You think she knocked on her neighbor's door? Hey, I was just wondering if you wanted to come over and listen to Whitesnake with me after you're done eating dinner. Huh? Nah, I'm good. I got shit to do. Okay, I was just wondering because I'm gonna put Whitesnake on. Who was going to laugh at that? Seriously, like, was that going to lighten up anyone's mood? I'm going to go, that's funny. Now, that's really funny. One more thing that never happened. I'm always fascinated by these things, and you guys keep sending them in constantly, and it's beautiful. These people need to be exposed. They need to move on. They need to get a hobby. Go paint your deck. You know what I mean? Go do something. Why don't you go fucking start a garden instead of making this shit up? You got nothing else going on. You can't clean that closet you've been meaning to clean for the last 3 years. Why don't you take that? Why don't you do it fucking, go clean the garage. Stop making this shit up. Um, Yeah, this woman writes, to the person that cut me off in the Starbucks line, it was raining, of course. I'm in a hurry because my students walk in the door at 7 a.m. But as a happy Friday to my coworkers, we treat ourselves on Friday. You made me late, and I was extremely annoyed as I sat in the line 8 cars deep. But thank you, in capital letters, for the paying it forward and buying our coffee. Your kindness did not go unnoticed. Thank you again. Okay, so to the person that cut me off in the Starbucks line, he's in his car, right? Because you went to the drive-thru because you're too fucking lazy to get out to go in the store. It was one car. How much did that delay you getting to school? I know your students get there at 7 a.m. So it was one car that maybe cut in front of you, possibly. You're both, you know what I mean? He was aggressive. He's like, fuck this. He looked at you and goes, this woman's going to take a long time. This woman is the type of woman, when she gets to the fucking second window and has to pay, she's going to dig through a purse to fucking get the 17 cents change. I don't need this. I got shit to do too. He saw that in your face, that you're going to dig in your big pocketbook. Oh my God, where's my phone? I think I got my Starbucks app. Can I scan it? I don't know what I did with my phone. Let me look at my big bag, because I just throw my phone in there, and every time I need to find it, I got to fucking dig for a minute and a half. Yeah, that's a good sound decision on where to keep putting. You just throw it back right in that bag and fucking keep digging for it, and then dig for that change. So once again, you know, I know we had a guy a few weeks ago said him and his wife came into some money and they make some money. So they do that. They pay for the people. But once again, you know, even though this guy cut her in line, somebody paid for their coffee and thank you. That's never happened to me. I'm waiting. But also when I see a line of 8 cars deep at a Starbucks drive-thru, I go inside. I go, you know what, I'm not fucking, it's going to be a lot quicker to go inside. Who cares? But I know you can get, you know, let me just wait online. There's one near, like there's a Starbucks near my house. The fucking line is on the shoulder of the highway of the Starbucks. I'm like, are you that addicted to that fucking shit? You're on the shoulder of a highway. Cars are whizzing by you at 55 miles an hour. Could plow in the back of you. Is that worth it for your fucking Frappuccino? I got my gift card I'm going to use. People fucking stink. All right, let's move on. Awful inspirational quotes. I got some tour dates coming up before we start. I'll be in Florida in April. Lake Park, Florida, Port St. Lucie. I'm doing a show in Cape Canaveral, Florida, Boca Raton, and Tampa. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. I'll be in Las Vegas May 7th and 8th at the Comedy Works, at the Plaza downtown, the hotel, the Plaza downtown. I'll be there. Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. I think I'm filming a comedy special there. Saturday, June 5th. The Mock Chunk Opera House. Whatever the fuck that is. I'll be there. And then Soul Joe's Comedy Club, Royersford, Pennsylvania, April 10th. And one more day, March 27th, Cos Cob Comedy Club in Cos Cob, Connecticut with Don Jameson. All dates are up on the website. Follow Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email to send shit to if you see anything out there. And then Barstool merchandise, if you want some podcast merchandise, everybody's awful. We got Yuck t-shirts. We got I Got This, No You Don't. And Everybody Is Awful stuff. Go to the barstoolsports.com. Look up Everybody's Awful. Shit's in there. Instagram, Mr. Jim Florentine, or Jim Florentine, and also Everybody Awful is awful on Instagram. And Everybody Awful on Twitter is that. All right. Yeah, that's it. Awful inspirational quotes. They just keep coming. Everybody wants to let, you know, anyone that posts those inspirational quotes wants to let everybody else know, hey, I got my shit together. How come you don't? And most of the time, you know, when people send these emails in about these inspirational quotes, they know the person, like, this woman's life is a mess. This guy's a fucking disaster of a human being. And it keeps posting this inspirational stuff. And deep down, we know he doesn't listen to this and he's full of shit. But they are kind of just like rubbing it in, like, hey, listen to this. I got my shit together, so why don't you? You didn't come up with it. You know what I mean? You just robbed it from somewhere. You took it on, you know, you did a Google search and you found some quote and you decided to put it on, you know, on Facebook or where the fuck you post shit. And I'm sure people, you know, can't wait in the morning. Oh my God, what's the Monday motivational quote he's posting? I don't see it yet. What's going on? He hasn't posted it yet. I don't understand. All right. Robert sent this one in. Your energy is your greatest currency. Protect it. Oof. Your energy is your greatest currency. Protect it. It's great what he wrote. Robert goes, hey, I'm going to try this on my landlord next month. When he asks why I haven't paid, I'll just show him this post and tell him I've had a lot of energy this month. Hopefully it works. It's fucking beautiful. What if you don't have any energy? What if you're just exhausted? How do you protect your energy? I like to protect it. I like to have energy 24 hours a day or whatever I need it. Some days you're just not feeling it. You're exhausted. You're just dragging, you know? How do you, I'm just curious, how do you protect it? I don't know. I think my 50s and $100 bills I have is better currency than my energy. Like if I'm jacked up on a couple of cups of coffee, I think I can't pay for anything with that. I'm like, no, this is my currency. Hurry up, man. I'm fucking, come on. I'm going to pay with this because this is my currency. Oh, are you saying if you have good energy, that's your greatest currency? Is that what it is? Well, not everybody has good energy all the time. All right. Sometimes you have a little downtime. Just terrible. Here's this woman. She wants to let everybody know, you know, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. She writes, as we grow up, we learn that even one person that wasn't supposed to ever let you down probably will. Now, that's not true. I know a few people that I know that haven't let me down. So what are you talking about? We learned that even one person that wasn't supposed to ever let you down probably will. No, they never did. They never did. You will have your heart broken probably more than once, and it's harder every time. That's not true. It's easier every time. The first heartbreak you have when you're a kid, when you're in high school or grade school, whatever, the first girlfriend or college, that's fucking devastating because you don't know how to fucking handle it. It gets easier when you get your heart gets broken. So that's a fucking lie. Because you're like, all right, that fucking one when I was 17 was the worst thing I'll go through. I've been through three or four of them. By the fifth one, you're like, all right, I know how to handle this. It's just going to suck for a while, and then I'm going to be good. So you're full of shit right there. She continues, you'll break hearts too, so remember how it felt when yours was broken. You'll fight with your best friend. I don't. I got a few best friends. I don't think I've ever had a fight with them. I really don't. You'll blame a new love for things an old one did. You'll cry because time is passing too fast. No, I never did. I don't know anyone. Anyone listen to this podcast cry? She's like, holy shit. It's fucking 2021 already? Holy shit, I'm in my mid-30s now. Like when you hit 30, that's a big age, right? Anyone that listens to this podcast hit 30, did you start crying? When you hit 40, did you start crying? And you'll eventually lose someone you love. So take too many pictures, laugh too much, and love like you've never been hurt, because every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you will never get back. Ugh. What a fucking cornball. Every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you'll never get back. And really? So what happens if your husband comes home and he goes, hey, I got to be honest. I've been fucking my secretary for the last year and a half. You know, the one that you thought I was, and I told you, you know, she's got a boyfriend and I'm married. Please, she's not my type. I would never do that to my family. Yeah, I've been fucking her for a year and a half, and I'm leaving her because she's hotter than you and she's more fun than you. I don't know. But according to you, you know, love like you've never been hurt, because every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you're never going to get back. So you just go, hey, no problem. I figured that was going to happen. It's all good. Hey, we'll work it out. Let's not even go to a divorce lawyer. We'll just go to mediation. We'll figure it out. Have fun with it. Bring her over for dinner tomorrow night. Your husband like, I can't believe you're taking this. Like, you don't even care? I figured you were going to be devastated. You're going to throw shit at me. And I was ready to stay in a hotel tonight. Hey, listen, I'm not going to spend 60 seconds unhappy, because that's 60 seconds of me, you know, that I could have been happy for, that I could be happy instead of being miserable and being upset. So, hey, whatever. Bring her over tomorrow. Give me her number. I'll text her right now. See what she wants for dinner. Let's have the whole family meet. I can't wait for you and her, you and the new girlfriend to take the kids away. And the kids come back and go, oh, my God, Dad's new girlfriend is really fun. She's really nice, Mom. As you sit in your house by yourself, wondering what happened to your family. Let's see. I don't know, because you, according to you, you're going to be okay with anything. Because every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you'll never get back. You don't need happiness all the time. The times I've been upset, I'm just like, ah, man, I wish I had that back. I could have been happy that time. It's the emotions you go through every day. You're upset for a little while. You're not, then you're happy, then you say all that shit. You just fucking let whatever comes up. That's what I am. I'm not going, fuck, I shouldn't have been pissed. Why was I unhappy that I sat through a 2-hour shit movie? I should have been happy. I want that happiness back. I'm like, whatever. It was 2 hours out of the fucking day out of 24. I'll get over it. That's why I didn't watch that Coming to America 2 movie. Because that's 2 hours of happiness that I know that I'll never have. I'll be miserable watching that movie. You know it's not going to be good. And anyone that's seen it already said it's terrible. It's going to be politically incorrect. There's going to be no edgy dialogue. You think Eddie Murphy's going to be fucking crazy and say crazy shit? And I heard that fucking, Wesley Snipes gets his ass kicked by a woman. He was like the black fucking action star for years. But now you got a woman kicking his ass. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. It's going to be real funny. They're going to be real edgy. And everyone that's seen it's like, it's terrible. It's the worst. Of course it's going to be. Of course it's going to be. But I won't put myself through that torture, because I want happiness all the time. I don't even want to spend 60 seconds upset, because that's a minute of happiness that I'm never going to get back. Speaking of which, I still have to watch Dirty Dancing. I know I mentioned it last week. It's sitting on my DVR waiting for me to watch. And that's going to be fucking an hour and 34 minutes of happiness that I'll never get back. But I'm going to do it. All right, next one here is Barry sent us in. This woman's on the beach in a bikini. And he writes, Jim, this woman is gorgeous. She's not even trying to be slutty. She just looks good in her swimwear. Why would she ruin this with a disgusting inspirational quote? So it's just some hot chick taking a picture on the beach in a bikini. And then she writes, Always create your life moment by moment. The past is no longer here, so don't let it define you and limit you, limit who you are. Wait. So don't let it define you and limit who you get to create yourself as in this very moment. Always create your life moment by moment. The past is no longer here, so don't let it define you and limit who you get to create yourself as in this very moment. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I thought the past was still here. I didn't know it was behind me. I didn't know that, you know, when I was in 10th grade, I cheated on my math test. I didn't know that was the past. I thought that just happened now. That's good that she always create your life moment by moment. Really? I have to do it moment by moment. The past is no longer here. She's pretty smart. I got to give her credit. She is pretty smart when she says the past is no longer here. You know, because somehow she figured out that the past is actually in the past. I don't know about you, but I have a feeling that next thing she's going to tell us is that the future hasn't happened yet. I just have a feeling that might be coming in the next post. And she's telling us that you can't let the past limit who you get to create yourself as in this very moment. Do you really have to create yourself? How about just being who the fuck you are? That might be easier than having to create yourself every moment. Every moment, fuck, I gotta create myself again. God damn it, 60 seconds, gotta create myself again. Because she says, always create your life moment by moment. So every single moment, I have to be thinking about creating my life. I just can't sit in the couch and watch a game. I got to be figuring out how to create my life. That sounds like a fucking terrible way to live. So like when I have to just, I don't know, go pick up my dry cleaning, I still have to create my life moment by moment. What if I just needed my suit cleaned? What if I'm like, I got an event, I got to go, let me go clean that fucking suit. I still got to create my life. I'm just going down the road to pick it up and drop it off. Meanwhile, all this bullshit she wrote was just an excuse to post a picture of her in a bathing suit. So people could tell her how great she looks. You know, the life she's creating is getting people to compliment her so she can forget how empty she is inside. Hey, it's all about life's choices. She looks like she's 21 years old. Yeah, I know, because you lived a lot of life. I know. Don't let the past define you. Yeah, you just got out of, you're in your second year, third year in college. Yeah, you had what a past you've had. Wow, you went through grade school and high school. You really lived a lot. You've been through a lot of shit. This next one is, as long as you feel pain, you're still alive. As long as you make mistakes, you're still human. And as long as you keep trying, there'll still hope. Yeesh. And then after, you know, on the bottom of it is, to be human is to err. Hashtag live, hashtag be strong, hashtag be happy. That's good that you put the hashtags in there because that really drives the point home. You know, I didn't really get it with the post, but once you put those hashtags in, you know, to live, because I wasn't sure if I was going to live or not after I read that, and be strong and be happy, that's good. I was, I was trying to figure out what the fuck this thing meant. As long as you feel pain, you're still alive. Really? I don't feel any pain. I'm alive. I'm fucking breathing. If you don't make a mistake, you're not human. If you're not trying, there's no hope. What if I don't have any pain today, which I don't? I haven't made any mistakes lately, and I'm not really trying to do anything special. Does that mean I'm dead? I'm not human? I got no hope? So what, what if you finally resolved all the painful stuff in your life? Whatever was in your past, whatever you went through, and you're finally in a good place, you're not alive? How is this an inspirational quote? It's basically telling you never to resolve your issues so you'll feel like shit, and that's going to make you alive. So just be miserable. You know, maybe your priest touched you when you were a kid. Your uncle did. You know what I mean? And you finally resolved those issues and you fucking worked it out. And you're okay. Your fucking stepdad used to beat the shit out of you when you were a kid. But now you're okay. You finally got to that point. You don't feel any pain anymore from your past. But according to this, they want you to keep, you're not alive if you don't feel it. So just don't resolve your issues. Just be in pain. Just know when it comes back and that haunts you, that fucking stepdad beating the shit out of you when you're 8 and you can't get out of your head. Keep that in your head because that means you're alive. And keep making mistakes. That means you're human. So, you know, I could smash in the rear end of a car, you know, in front of me and just say to the cops, look, I just want to make a mistake to make sure I'm still human. So, you know, don't worry about it. How do you think this woman would feel if, like, an ex-boyfriend of hers kept showing up at her door every day with flowers? And he goes, look, I know you're married, but I saw that thing you posted on Facebook that said, as long as you keep trying, there's still hope. So I'm going to keep coming here until you dump your husband and take me back. Would you call the cops? Would you tell your husband? Would you get security cameras? Would you file a complaint about him? Would you tell your husband, hey, man, should we go down to the police station, get a restraining order? This guy keeps coming to my door. Because according to you, you said, keep trying. There's still hope. Tom sent this one in. It's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart and we still love them. Ugh. You notice how all these quotes, they always put, you know, it's okay, you know, make mistakes, it happens, I'm only human, I make mistakes, if you fall apart sometimes, it's okay, tacos fall apart and we still love them. I rarely eat a taco that falls apart. I know how to fucking eat a taco. I know exactly how to do it. So hardly any of them ever fall apart. A burrito, fucking wrapped tight, that could fall apart. I really never had a taco. Well, fuck, this thing fell apart. I got to go get a fork to finish what fucking fell on my plate. And if I'm eating a taco and it falls apart, I don't love it. I don't. Because what I got to do is I got to get up now, go get a fork, and look like an asshole eating the shit that fell off the taco with a utensil. You know, I'm in some fucking taco place and I'm using a fork. I'm like, God, this is embarrassing. And sometimes I'll just throw it in the garbage when it falls apart. I'm cursing myself. Why the fuck did I get a taco? There's no love there at all. You know, any scraps that fall, go, you know, I'm hungry, but I don't feel like getting a fucking plastic fork and I'll just dump it in the garbage. I'm not happy about it. You know why it's okay when a taco falls apart? Because there's nobody relying on it to get work done or to pick the kids up from school or earn a paycheck. It's fucked. It's something you eat for dinner and it doesn't have any responsibilities. You know, I don't approve of censorship, but I think Facebook really should ban any mentions of tacos in people's posts. Like just fucking, you know, fake news, whatever they put on those on Facebook now, this is disinformation. Put that on every fucking taco reference, please. Please. But that's a fun one. That's a good, you know what, tacos do fall apart. That's right. I wasn't even thinking about that. Who sent this one in? Don sent this one in. It's a picture of a woman in like rain boots standing in a puddle. It says, "When life gives you rainy days, wear cute boots and jump in the puddles." Ugh. I don't know what a cute boot looks like. I don't think any man knows. Oh, those boots are cute. When life gives you rainy days, wear cute boots and jump in the puddles. What if your boots aren't cute? Then you can't jump in the puddles? What if they're just boots that they've been laying around? They have, you know, like, oh, shit, do I still have... Oh, yeah, here they are in the back of the closet because there's fucking puddles everywhere. Oh, they're not cute, so I can't really jump in them. Does it really make a difference what your boots look like? Isn't a rainy day an analogy for a bad time in your life? Right? Like when they say, you know, that dumb fucking corny saying, save your money for a rainy day. What they're basically saying here is when something bad happens to you, just ignore it and go have fun. I don't know. You know, maybe buying an umbrella or finding shelter would be probably a smarter thing to do. But don't worry about it, you know. Once again, that husband's going to come home, tell you he's fucking the secretary and he wants a divorce. You know, the decision's going to destroy your family. But don't worry about it. Everything's all good. Just go put those cute boots on, go outside and jump in those puddles. Don't you feel better now? Don't you feel better now? You're going to have an empty house half the week. And he traded you in for a hot, younger version of yourself. As long as you got those cute boots on, just jump in those puddles. Everything's good now, isn't it? Look, have you seen an adult outside during a storm jumping in puddles? Call 911. Because it's pretty obvious that person got taken away from their fucking caretaker.